We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, turning to Isaiah chapter 43. The words are printed on the back of your bulletin, or they'll be on the screen you're looking at. I'm reminded as we prepare to read this of a book published by John Piper a few years ago, the title of which was God is the Gospel. And what he meant was all of our good news flows from the kind of God that we have. And in this passage, we have the sovereignty of God greatly emphasized. You'll hear it all through this. I am the Lord. I created. I formed. I called them. They came. I put them down. They went down. I raised them up. They were raised up. Hasn't it been a great comfort during our coronavirus to know that God's sovereign? That he's working all things according to the counsel of his will? We're not at the mercy of vagaries and chance and unknown powers. Now, Isaiah's writing looking to a period when the Israelites will be in the Babylonian captivity. That's going to be mentioned here. And what good news it was. What gospel it was that God is sovereign. But he also teaches here of God's loving intimacy with his people. He's not only transcendent, but he's immanent. And this brings us in verse 2 to maybe one of the most beloved verses to the prophet Isaiah. Maybe it's comforted you during our present affliction. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. What a gospel it is that we serve and know and are saved by a sovereign, omnipotent Creator God who loves us and is present with us. Will reach out his hand, as it were, to lift us up when we feel weak and lowly. Oh, what good news this is. Well, let's think of these things as we give ear to the reading of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 15. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Bring out people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. All the nations gather together and the people assemble. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right. Let them hear and say it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am your God. And henceforth I am he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans and the ships in which they rejoice. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.